Hey team, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Monday. How are we?
Oh, feeling
good.
Good.
Yeah. Really good, but you're feeling a little bit timid, aren't you?
No, I'm over today. I'm
not
going to lie.
It's been a rough morning for you.
No, well, we had such a big day marrying five couples on Friday.
Yeah.
We're out in the sun all day. It was a great day, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But then I got home and I was so sunstroked.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel like shit. And then you go have a couple of drinks. I then had to back it up with work on the weekend. I went to the beach yesterday. Now I'm back here.
And
I'm just feeling... Oh, and I've been dieting for 2 days.
There we go.
Oh, see, I only thought you started this morning.
No. Like yesterday as well. So right. I'm just
cranky.
I'm really fucking annoyed.
He's got the hangries.
You go home. Get yourself... Like, get comfortable, watch some TV.
We have a visitor today. My housemate's mum is staying with us for a couple of weeks.
Aww.
And she'll be using my bathroom, so I need to do a little clean up. And
day just keeps getting worse and
worse.
Worse
and worse. You'd be sharing the bathroom with someone.
Your shower screens.
Jade, I do. You always make out like my bathroom's a pigsty. It's actually not. Yours is far worse than mine. I've been in yours.
No, you have not. You're such a liar.
I have been in your bathroom.
When?
I've gone to the toilet when I've been at your house.
I don't think so.
She has. Jade's got so much clutter in her bathroom.
There's
everywhere.
No, there's not.
Bits and bobs and everything in between.
I love how, Maddie, you accuse Maddie with the truth and then he has to turn it around and try and get one up on you.
Nah.
Whatever. Yeah, fine. My bathroom's cluttered. But you need to clean the scum off your...
I do.
Yes, you do.
I do.
There you go.
Anyway, that's your afternoon.
Yeah. How are you, Crevo?
I'm great.
How's your new bathroom going?
Really good. Yeah,
good
love
shower
it.
Pressure.
Love it.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to come and try it.
Yeah. Sometime you can come and have a shower. A bit weird, but go for it, you know.
You know what he's been dodging?
What?
The house is finished basically now, yeah?
Pretty well, yeah.
I've actually
been trying to work out a weekend, and it'll have to be November.
November?
Well, unless you guys want to come around for a midweek.
Nah, it needs to be a weekend.
I thought we're
having our trashy shots party at your house.
Well, we can.
Yeah.
But I just got to work
Jelly
out
shots.
When there's a free one. Like, there's... actually, hang on a sec.
No, well, actually,
do you guys
you
like
right.
jelly?
Yeah, November. Yeah, we've got your Halloween party. So we've got one this month.
Yeah.
So Crevo's can be in November.
Yeah.
Would you eat
jelly? And then I'll do something in December.
Jelly, great. If I had it
I love a jelly shot.
No, just jelly.
Like out of a communal bowl?
I found a jelly brain, like, mold, and I was thinking of making...
Oh, yeah, make that. I'm into that.
That's cool.
I didn't buy it. I was thinking, maybe I should go back and get it and make, like, jelly brains, because can you just sit them on the table and they'll just wriggle?
Oh, for your Halloween party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, no, it's hard to get them out of the mold.
Yeah, see, that's the only risky bit.
The only way that will work.
You have to have less water to gelatin ratio.
Yeah.
And that makes it like a bit stickier and a bit easier to deal with.
Too hard, she says.
Think
about
it.
Put a bit of vodka in there too. That makes it really fun.
I know. So you've got a new TV, which we found out in today's show, Jay,
yeah.
which is shocking. Are you truly the lotto winner from Newcastle?
I'm not. I'm not the lotto winner.
I can't believe you dropped $2,000 on a television.
It wasn't $2,000 at all.
$1,500.
Oh, around that, I think it was.
$1,650.
That's still around big
that.
For you.
$1,700.
Yeah, well, the thing is, how often do you buy a telly?
$17.99.
You know, so
how long did you have your Kogan TV for?
Oh, it's a piece of shit. That was.
How long did you have it for?
For 2 years.
What was so bad about the Kogan TV?
So it always disconnects from the Wi-Fi, so you can't watch.
Oh, that's annoying.
Always, yeah. Like, and then it'll block you out of signing back into Netflix.
Oh.
And then
that sounds like a Netflix issue though.
No, it's a Wi-Fi issue and then it's a Netflix issue. Like it's not Netflix, it's it's just like it hates the apps on the TV, and then the TV goes all pixelated and goes.
Time to get a new one.
Yeah,
there you
yeah
go.
It's a piece of crap. Good, never good. Again. But yeah, so and I said to Ben, we've never had a really really big TV, and we've finally got the wall space to have one. I thought. It, honestly, from say 65 to 75, it was only $300 difference. So I said to Ben, why wouldn't you just pay the extra $300 and get the big TV?
Now, going shopping with Jade is an experience. Now, can we take a guess at how long it took for them to actually swipe the card in the FPOS machine,
put the
pin in and press enter?
Okay, here's the question. What time did you start? Like, set off in the morning.
10:30?
Probably, yeah, 10:30.
Okay, I'm going to put my guess in. I think you finished at 3:30.
I think 4 p.m.
No, it wasn't that bad. I think it was about probably around 1 or 2.
Oh, 11:30,
12:30, 1:30. 3.5 hours.
About that. Well, we went around to a few but this has been going on for about 2 months.
There it is. There's the real answer. Like,
yeah, well, you got to shop around and then you go into one place. So we saw this one guy at one of the stores and he started going on about frames per second. And then you got to go research that. And then,
so
you know,
kicked off the
backlit,
search early August.
Edge lit. Yeah, like you get all these
Look,
options.
She's an expert.
Now I am. Like, you know your stuff, you know, UHD, ULED, like. So then you know, what apps come on which TV.
I tell you what, you always avoid doing the Harvey Norman live reads.
Yeah.
Because of all the funny letters and stuff.
Oh, it gets confusing.
You're an expert.
I'm an expert.
Well,
yeah.
You.
All I'm an expert.
Where did you get it from?
I actually got it from Harvey Norman Bennett Scream. Yeah.
See, they'll want you to do all the live reads now.
Luke, though, in all fairness, though, he was great.
Do you know what I think she's done? Mm-hmm. Why she's shopped around? She goes around to the different stores like a fisherman with a big bit of bait on the end. And she drops the, I'm Jade from New FM.
I do not.
Who's going to give me the bigger discount?
I don't. Look, the TV was already on sale anyway.
Oh, the good guys, they didn't know who I was.
Anyway.
Just joking.
I know. But I'm stoked I got the TV. But I swear to God, though, not much difference in price now between a 65 and a 75. If you go above a 75-inch, that's when the prices really
so
start
what
to...
what is it? Tell us. We haven't asked you what TV
what brand?
It is.
What
oh,
brand?
I got a... only because I really like this brand. I have it in my bedroom. One of the Hisense TVs.
Oh,
I love them.
From Korea.
Really easy to use. That's my bet. That's my biggest thing.
Yep. And LED? OLED?
No, it's a LED UHD 4K 2020 that came out this year.
Wow. Fancy.
Yeah. I think it's got a silver finish.
Ooh.
I believe.
Deluxe.
Yeah. And it's got the 100,
the
100 frames per
Ooh,
second.
Oh, that sounds high.
Yeah. No, it's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Straight to Harvey Norman. She'll rip this off, this audio.
This is what I said, guys.
No, really good.
Awesome.
All right,
well,
guys,
enjoy that.
Enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Hello, good morning, guys. Welcome to a new week.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good.
I feel great.
Yeah, actually. I'm quite perked up considering I did wake up a little bit later on today.
Yeah, Mondays for you are never good. But you're great today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Thanks. I'll take it.
Because you're mourning the weekend just gone, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
What a great Friday we had with the weddings at your door. 5 weddings, 1 day.
Mm.
It was just fantastic, wasn't it?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a really special experience to be a part of all those.
Doesn't
I felt honoured.
Well, I'm so happy we got to help 5 people
you know, wed their partners. And they will remember that for the rest of their lives.
100%.
They were actually talking to their families. They were really thankful and grateful that they'd finally done it. The couples, they got married. They were like, look, everything, life just gets in the way and keeps popping up. And we're just so happy that it's finally done.
Yeah,
and
it was just great. Like,
that's really cool.
Lovely.
And do you know what? We met some fantastic people at the weddings, like the guests.
Yeah.
I've got to say, one guy, I'm going to shout him out right now, All Aboard Towing at Glendale.
yes.
Remember him?
Of course.
The last wedding.
I'm pretty sure his name was Nick.
Yeah, it's so great. All Aboard Towing, if you need anything towed.
Towed.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. They really
are. Big shout out
to him. Great family.
Yeah. Wasn't it just the last wedding we went to? Mm. Oh, wasn't it great?
Incredible. Well, there's four siblings. They all live in the same street.
That's incredible. That's got to be unique, I reckon, in Newcastle.
So three of the siblings actually own houses there, but they're waiting for another house to become available.
Come on the market.
So the fourth one can buy it, which is really cool. They're a really close family.
Yeah.
It was really nice. That was a real highlight,
that
wedding.
We got to check out their secret go-kart track.
Yeah.
Rachel and Chris.
Just awesome.
Rachel's design for her wedding was incredible, wasn't it?
Oh, it was beautiful.
All of the weddings were. Everyone put so much effort into it. So, yeah, thank you for letting us be a part of your special day.
Mm.
Yeah, really, it was really great.
But we're doing Love It or Loathe It after this. I'm going to get your thoughts, Maddie and Karevo, on the daily topic. And we're going to be going into the world of splitting the bill.
Jade, Maddie and Karevo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it.
This is where I get Karevo and Maddie's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule. They can't fence it. And today's Love It or Loathe It is splitting the bill.
3, 2, 1, go!
Yeah, I'm going to say love it. More fair. Fair for everyone.
Loathe it.
Okay.
I absolutely loathe it. Karevo, who loves splitting a bill? I mean, it's such an awkward situation, you know?
No.
And then some places sometimes don't split the bill, and then there's always that one friend that has to step up and pay for the whole thing, and, you know, everyone has to transfer their share of the bill. Too hard.
Yeah.
Too hard.
Nothing wrong with that.
So hang on.
It's so easy when now you with say Oscar.
Love it, though. You said fair's fair. So you meaning everyone's only paying for what they ate? Or splitting it evenly.
Oh, I see
what you mean. Oh, look.
Just clarifying.
Usually evenly, because who's going to, break up a friendship over $4? But, you know, if somebody is...
Me?
Just turning... Well, actually, you make a great point.
Me.
I think evenly is usually the one.
I only order small meals, so why should I have to pay for half of someone's $25 steak?
I am all for doing that, actually. You just split it evenly. It's easy, you know?
So you're flipping.
Well, different context.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I'm flipping now. I think, you know what? If you're with, five friends, split it evenly. You're there together having a great time.
Nah.
You're only paying a couple of extra dollars for someone else's, food. Whatever, they're having a good time.
Yeah. So, look, listen, I'm on this guy's side, okay? This happened. A man, he attended his mate's birthday party and was asked to split the bill of more than $1,200. Despite only consuming a $30 burger and drink. That would have been me. So basically, there was 8 people. They ordered 2 bottles of Italian wine, totaling around $270. And they ordered Japanese steaks that cost about $280, among other items. He only paid $30 for the burger and the drink. And so, you know, all up, that meant each person would have to pay around $150.
You know what? I think that is totally acceptable at a birthday because it's a gift to the person.
Exactly. You're there just to have a good time together, not to be, talking about
That's
money.
That's what you buy them a gift for.
Yeah, but don't buy the gift.
You just put in for that. Job done.
Nah, that's when you get stung, you know?
Here's a hot tip for
That's
you,
an extreme
Jade.
Example,
yeah,
though.
It is. Usually it's just 10, 20 bucks over. But even that's making you screw up your face. $10, $20 extra that you shouldn't have been paying.
Call me cheap, but you know what?
I only ordered the kids'
meal. You are cheap.
I want to get ahead in my life. And, you know?
And no birthday party's going to stop me.
This is why it's hard to go to dinner with you, Jade.
Yeah, okay.
Because I always feel awkward around people that whinge about splitting the bill. It's like, come on.
The best the hot tip is, if you want to go to dinner with Jade, pick somewhere with a bistro so that you can order, everyone orders and pays
their
own.
You know what? I like that idea. It's good. We've got this rule in place
now. I hate it so much that I would like to sit at another table sometimes just so I can split the bill if the restaurant doesn't do it.
Not
with you. I'm just saying.
Ping, ping.
Guys, our very own version
ping off
of Battle of the Sexes up next. Lads versus lads. Lasses, very disappointed in the lads because over the weekend the lasses held on to their win all weekend.
Yeah, we're on 20.
Lads on 18 gold stars.
Oof. 13-10-09. We need one guy, one girl, get involved.
On offer today, a double pass to Reading Cinemas to see any movie you like.
Oh, awesome. 13-10-09. Lads versus lasses plays next.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Yeah, it's our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Basically, the girls get guy-based questions and the opposite for the opposite. We do still need a guy, 13-10-09, because come on, lads, you cannot let us down.
The men are scared this morning.
Oh, don't even start. You know, like, yes, we fell behind by 2 points last week, but, you know, There was some easy questions for the girls in there.
Oh, I doubt it.
Let's just face the facts, all right?
Let's meet our lass this morning.
Yes.
If you want to take on Charlene, 13-10-09, she works in disability, loves chocolate Bavarian.
Mm, yum.
Oh, Charlene. And the movie Dirty Dancing. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we are doing good, Charlene. Good weekend?
Oh, I had to work all weekend, so it was average.
Yeah. How nice was the weather, though? Wasn't it great?
Yeah,
no,
it was really good, yeah. Oh,
very good. Okay, well, we've got some questions for you. Double pass up for grabs this morning to Reading Cinemas. Shall we kick it off?
Yeah.
Okay, question number one for you, Charlene. Which team is sitting on the number one spot on the NRL ladder?
Oh, my God, someone's going to kill me. Oh, wow.
No, not Penrith.
Panthers. All right. Question number two. What is former wrestler Hulk Hogan's real name?
I don't know.
That's a hard one.
It's Terry. His name is Terry Eugene.
Eugene.
Balea.
Balea.
Question number three. We need one on the board here, Charlene. Come on. Which actor played Neo in The Matrix?
Can you repeat that, sorry?
Which actor played Neo in the movie The Matrix?
Oh, wow. Keanu Reeves?
Oh, yes! You got one on the board.
You know what? No lad challenged you today, so you've got those tickets. Oh, damn.
This is unbelievable.
This is fantastic.
21 gold stars on the board for the lasses. Lads, you let us down, boys.
Thanks, Charlie.
I'm feeling pretty disappointed, but you know what? Give them a couple of wins and make them feel better.
What are those men this morning, Charlene? Chickens.
Thanks, Charlene. Enjoy your day. Hey, up next on 13-09, we're talking what did you need help removing? This terrible picture is making the rounds on the internet over the weekend of this poor person's finger stuck in a wedding ring. Isn't
so
it
it's
disgusting?
Like all swollen up so that the ring is stuck on there.
Yeah. So this lady, right, so she put some weight on after the baby. And she thought, oh, I'm going to see if I can put my wedding band back on. So she's put her wedding band on and then obviously that swelled up. But then I don't know why she attempted to put her her engagement ring on as well. So then her finger had puffed up twice, like a...
It looks disgusting.
It's foul.
You know on MasterChef when they, like, put all the cream in the piping bag ready to do a cake, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, it looks like that. So that's the sort of story we're after. The old wedding ring stuck on or maybe some clothes that were just too tight.
13 10 09, what did you need help removing?
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, Ben and I made a fairly big purchase on the weekend.
Oh, more Halloween stuff?
Well, you know, no, not Halloween, but you know how we've been trying to work out our TV situation?
Yeah.
Because, look, I'm going to shame myself, okay? Get the shame bell out. We have a Kogan. We have a Kogan TV.
That's fine. No. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's been the biggest piece of crap I've ever had.
So are you shaming yourself or Kogan?
Well,
I think a bit of column A, a bit of column B.
Bit of both.
Yeah.
A bit of both.
Unless they're advertisers, then a lovely company.
Yeah.
Fantastic television.
I've only heard, whenever I tell anyone we've been shopping around, looking at TVs, and every time I tell them, I notice I've been lowering my voice, going, oh, got a Kogan. And they're like, oh. And you should see the salesman's face each time I tell them that. It's really embarrassing. But anyway, we've been looking for a TV for a while now, about a good month, like going around just seeing what we want, blah, blah, blah. And we finally bought a TV.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, we had to. Ours, we get no reception.
Didn't the antenna man say that's because the antenna blew off the roof?
Well, apparently, but
then you obviously are suspicious of that.
No, I'm not completely suspicious.
So just a little bit.
Look, it's just been terrible, the reception. Like, we don't, legit, it breaks up into pixels and you can't see anything.
Okay, now, so you plug the new TV
and
in.
The TV, there's other issues with it as well. But anyway, we got a new TV. Big, big TV. Do you want to guess how big it is?
87 inches.
No.
95 inches.
No, no.
100 inch.
No.
54.
I don't even know you can get 100 inch.
Yeah, you can.
Of
course
can you?
Of course you can.
Well, we got a 75.
That is big.
It is pretty big. But we have I think we've got a 49 inch right now, or 49 inch. So it's going to be huge.
Oh, so it hasn't arrived yet.
It's going to arrive today.
God, you have to bring it in by crane?
No, I don't know how they're going to get it in.
I really hope that the antenna works for you.
Yeah.
I don't think it will. I think the antenna's half blown off the roof.
Like the guy said.
I know it's a bit of the antenna, but it's a bit of the Kogan as well.
We'll see.
But yeah, I'm really excited because I've never had a big TV
before.
What's
an acceptable amount of money to drop in a television?
I don't know.
Did you go like...
Under $1,000?
Was it... It wasn't over $2,000.
Oh, that's good.
So, got a good deal.
My friend purchased a $10,000 8K TV, and I think it's the most pointless purchase anyone could make.
That's a lot of money. $10,000. I would never spend that much money on a TV.
Yeah,
I didn't even spend over $2,000 on a TV. Like, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Well, good luck, Jay.
For that
good
size.
It says arrived today.
Yeah, arrives today.
Big purchase.
Yeah,
Harvey
Norman Bennett's green.
Wait a second. Fire off the plug, ding.
No, well,
that gave you a good deal, didn't it?
We did know B from there the other week.
Oh, here we go. Sorry, let's all just witness Jade pay for her television.
Yeah. Oh, please. No, it's not like that. But they were really, really good, honestly.
Okay, key question.
Yeah, I didn't speak to the manager.
Did they know who you were?
They figured it out.
Did you drop it?
No.
Did they say, are you Jade from UFS? You know what I always find quite funny, Crevo?
Yeah. You or I never get noticed, but for some reason, Jade's the only one that random people come up to and just say, hey, are you Jade from UFM?
Would you like my product?
Luke was great anyway, if you want to go.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jay.
Good on you.
Shameless self-promotion. There we go.
There we go.
It's not like that. Honestly, it was great. He knew his stuff.
13:10:09 this morning, though, we're asking you, what did you need help removing? This shaming group on Facebook has posted a picture of this pregnant woman who has decided to put her rings back on mid-pregnancy. Of course, she's put on some weight, couldn't get the rings off, so her finger is stuck inside the ring.
Honestly, it looks like
it's all blown up. It's all, and yeah, it's you know, red. It looks like a fat sausage.
Yeah, that's the best way. You're twisting off a sausage and it gets that little bulge, little fat bulges in the casing.
Yeah, well, call us now. Prizes on offer. What did you need help removing?
Jay, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
Now, we were talking about stuck on finger chat, but we thought, you know what, we're going to scrap that because all we've been talking about in the last 3 minutes is Jade's big TV.
Yeah.
13:10:09, new phoner. How big is your TV and was it too big for your room?
Jade, Maddie and Creeso.
People are very proud of their televisions. It almost takes pride of place in a lot of people's houses.
Well,
it does.
It's the key feature
you
in a living
so
room.
You are so chuffed right now.
I am. I've never had a huge TV ever in my life.
You bring up an interesting point, Creeso, and that is that a lot of people do buy TVs that are far too big for their rooms. And, Jade, your lounge room isn't that big.
I've sat in your lounge room.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, really, the TV size you had was, like, appropriate. If you go much bigger, honestly, you're going to be... And you've gone...
75
inches.
Up from, like, 40 or something?
49. So say 50 inch.
Almost double. Yeah. Right? Or at least half again. I think you're going to be craning your neck. And I think you're going to have you'll be looking up at it and you're going to have a sore neck. You'll have to go from left to right, like watching like a tennis match to follow the action across the screen.
Bit dramatic. No, but
your room's not that big, Jade.
It's an open plan living. It's open.
What are you going to put your couch in your kitchen? You're off your head, Jade.
No, it's not. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect.
How big's your TV, Creeso?
I think it's like 50 or something. 50 to 60.
Fairly big TV.
Fairly big.
Your lounge room, though, much bigger than Jay's.
Oh, yeah, but only since his renos. Like, you did your renos, you had a...
It was too small. The room was too small.
Yeah.
But now, like, the room before was like this, like the distance of what your couch is to your TV.
Nah.
And that
it's
was
gonna
too
be great.
Big.
So yours is just right, Creeso. Yep. Jade...
You
too
haven't
big.
Even seen
unnecessary.
It. Oh, whatever.
You don't need a big one all the time.
Yes,
sometimes
you do.
Just, you know, a medium-sized good television is good enough.
Jade always likes them big.
Big.
I tell you who else has a big television. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Your TV's really big.
Yeah, I've got an 85-inch.
Oh, so that's even bigger than mine.
Yeah.
And how good is it?
It's good. It's good. I like big TVs. I judge people off their TV. If I walk into your house and you have a mediocre TV, I think you're a bit povo and I don't like you
so
as much.
Would you judge the Kogan TV?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you been into Jade's house?
Yeah.
Well, Jackson, your lounge room isn't all that big, is it? But you've got a huge TV.
I've got like a really long house though, so you can watch it from far away.
Ah, that's what you need. Because otherwise you're going to end up with a headache, I'm telling you.
No, you're not. It's going to be, honestly, it is the perfect size. It's great.
Benny, we're going to be sitting out in the yard now.
Also...
It's not even
interesting
like
observation, Creeso.
Yeah.
Remember the other day, I think it was last week, there was that random winner of the lotto that won $4.66 million.
That's right.
And they couldn't find the winner. Now, Jade, I'm just saying, you've made some very big purchases as of late.
That's true.
Which is very out of the ordinary for you.
That's unlike you.
What, a TV.
$600 on Halloween decorations. Yeah. A $2,000 television, and you're quite calm and collected about the whole thing. So that says to me, you've won the lotto.
Jade's the secret lotto winner of Lambton.
Look, I wish I won the lotto from
Lambton. And you know the other thing, Maddie?
Yeah.
Jade has always said, guys, if I win, I'm going to keep working for a while and not tell anyone. I'll just make small purchases so they won't get suspicious.
You always say that.
I have said that.
You got a real fake tan by a professional last week.
You did
never get a
no,
a,
you always
an official
get,
proper
you always
fake
nip down
tan.
The TAFE, $5.
Yeah, okay.
You got your hair did?
Oh, maybe I have, maybe I haven't. I guess you'll never know.
We will in about 2 weeks when you can't handle the secret anymore.
Hey, we're talking the brand new addition to Jesmond next, Creepo. Very exciting.
This is huge news for our small city. They put in something big and we get to all enjoy it. It's a classic bridge installation story up next. You're not going to believe it.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Very exciting news over the weekend for the people of Jesmond as a big bridge was installed. How good's this? It's like our very own miniature Harbour Bridge.
It really is.
My favourite mention from the Newcastle Herald is that it was installed without a hitch. Oh, good. You didn't mess it up, guys.
For its purpose, it's a massive bridge, 34 metres long and 5 metres wide. It's big.
We actually bridge. This is on big the pictures bridge. Are on our Facebook page, and I love David's comment. He goes, "Great footbridge. Bigger than Ben-Hur," and then he goes on to say, "Just remember to allow an extra 5 minutes to cross the road." Another nice way to increase traffic flow is to speed up traffic flow. He goes, "I know, crazy, right? Put the road back up to 70 kilometres per hour because it is 60 along there now."
Ali says, "It's bright orange. Are they worried people won't be able to see it?"
Oh, I don't think it's bright orange. It's
isn't
like
that interesting?
Plastic.
Kayla's like, "Looks great. I drove through it. So much better than what? The big construction site, I guess."
I never saw anyone crossing that road.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing.
The bypass now. So,
well, that's a huge thing, isn't it?
Oh, is that what they're trying to achieve?
It's amazing, though, isn't it? Even when a good bit of infrastructure like that is put in place, people still find something to whinge about.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's a bridge. Like, get over it.
It's a bit of fun, you know, and it looks nice.
I actually think it looks pretty good.
Well, it really will lift tourism in Jesmond.
Well, that's right, because people, you got photo opportunities. You know what they should do?
What?
Jesmond Harbour Bridge climb. up to the top, you've got the views, you know, you get the little harness set up.
Oh, that's so good.
What, we could give away double passes on the show.
13:10:09, would you like a tour of Jesmond
Harbour Bridge?
An exclusive walkover.
Tour groups might do it.
It is good. It is good.
Good little addition to our city.
Let us know what you think.
If you want to do a Jesmond Harbour Bridge climb.
Yeah, like, do you live in Jesmond and do you oppose this bridge? We'll take your calls. 13:10:09. Hey, look, up next, chatting with Hamish. We're catching up with him for the latest news. Plus, interesting one coming up after 7 o'clock, guys. Call the show from a random place. Are you doing something completely random right now in a really random spot? We want to hear from you. I'll tell you more next.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Time's up.
Hold on. All right,
you got 30 seconds.
You
ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Hey, guys, interesting one next. I received a really interesting phone call from my friend who was visiting Mudgee over the weekend. And he was at this farm and he said there was, like, a toilet in the paddock. So one of those old school...
Like a long drop.
Long drop in the paddock. And he called me from the long drop. And it was just a really strange call to take. I was like, "Where are you?" He's like, "I'm just on the long drop at the moment."
The outhouse.
In Mudgee. And it was just such a random thing to do.
Does that mean, forgive me, but does this mean there's just a hole?
A hole in the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, okay.
Big old hole.
And then they just put dirt over it and then move it every now and again.
I guess so.
Interesting one. What I thought we could do this morning, the best one will get a prize. Call the show from a random place. Where are you at the moment? Are you doing something so left of field that you just want to share with the whole of Newcastle? We do need proof. We'll get you to send a picture to producer Jackson.
Yeah.
On Facebook. But
I'd love a call from, like, a cool room or something like that.
Yeah.
The more random, the better.
Absolutely. The
like
most
a butcher's shop.
Well, is it that random? But yeah, anything.
Yeah, they're chopping meat.
Yeah. We'll just have a chat. The most random place. Where are you at the moment? Call the show. Best one gets a prize.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And Jade, I'm so excited for you.
Oh, yeah?
Because we were just going to do something else there, but massive news
you
for you.
You just dropped
You
on
just
us.
Dropped this. I cannot believe it. My mind is blown. You are a calendar pin-up girl.
Oh, I don't know about pin-up, but
tell us what's happened.
Will you tell us and let us be the judge?
Okay. So about, what, maybe 3 months, 4 months ago now, I went to Gloucester. And while I was there, I got a little bit spontaneous because I follow this Instagram called Get Naked Australia. And it's where people obviously pose nude, very tastefully. It's all about, you know, body image and body positivity.
Yep.
So I thought, you know what, Ben? We climbed this mountain up at Gloucester and I was like, let's do it. I want to get my kit off and I'll pose on the rock and I'll send it in and see if I get featured. So I did it. I posed on a rock and they put me on their Instagram. We actually shared it on ours as well.
And it went it was massive.
A viral hit.
I was going to say it went off at something there, but
It was a viral hit. Very tasteful photo. You don't see too much.
You blurred
anyway,
out the little nip.
The nipple's blurred.
Yeah.
But basically, they contacted me and they said, oh, Jade, can we please use you in our 2021 Get Naked Australia calendar? I said, okay. Sounds good. And
congratulations, Jade.
I just got the email. I thought, I'll check my emails. And you can actually pre-order the calendar now. And I'm November.
You're Miss November.
Wow. I'm Miss November.
Wow, I'm so happy for
awesome,
you.
That's awesome, Jade. Congratulations. What a thrill.
Thank you.
This is right that's up your alley.
That's a first for me. It's actually very, very, I don't know. It's kind, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, did you stipulate which month you wanted?
No. I didn't say anything. They just said, oh, look, do you mind if we use your picture for our calendar? And I said, yeah, that's cool. Like, no worries.
And it's not like a tiny picture in the corner or something. It's a full pager. Like,
will you get a cut from this?
No. It's just supporting, you know, just body image and
body positivity.
And yeah, also Get Naked Australia's back pocket.
Well, then, but, you know, it's actually really, they do great work. And also, you know, they are a group of people that do like to meet in nature, in the nude, occasionally, which
this might sound a bit odd, right? I know you're saying it's body positivity, blah, blah, blah.
It is.
It seems to me that here's an organisation that's encouraging people to get nude and take photos of themselves and then make money off other people's naked bodies.
Where's the money going to? It's not like that. Well, to be honest, this guy actually started it up. It's actually a thing once you sort of look into it a little bit, or if you've ever skinny dipped and you like the feeling and you're like, wow, if you've ever got your kid off in when you've gone camping and you're like, it's just this very, I don't know how to describe it. You sort of really connect with nature because really we invented clothes. Like when you strip down in nature, you just sort of.
Oh, I thought they grew on trees.
No, but like it's a very weird feeling to describe, but it's just
something empowering.
Something empowering about it, and you connect to nature and the surroundings, and
feeling the wind beneath your wings.
Oh, I don't know, like people can say, "Well, it's a bit kooky," but it's just this feeling that until you've tried it and you just sort of put yourself out there and go, you know what, this is me, and.
Well, all I care about is you're a calendar girl, which I'm very happy that you are.
Yeah, very exciting.
What a star.
But they're actually a really nice group, a group of people and organisation. They are very tasteful. There's nothing sinister or...
Where can we buy the calendar?
Getnakedaustralia.com.au.
$25, yeah?
Yeah, it's on sale. $5 off at the moment for pre-order.
Are you going to buy one?
I'm not a big calendar on the wall guy.
I'm going to buy one.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'll support you.
But thank you. But look into what they do. They're a very humbling organisation, and I'm a big fan of what their work. So.
Well, good stuff. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, Jade, your massive Halloween party, we're going to hear about that later. But, Crevo, I believe you've had an interesting weekend. Of course, on Friday we did 5 weddings here on the show.
Yep.
On the
Saturday,
weekend.
Saturday, I then backed it up with another 2. It was unbelievable.
That's got to be a record.
I think it may
7 be. 7 weddings in 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you some of the highlights from that up next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And we're talking Crevo's wedding weekend.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into
the room. You kidding? I was born ready.
Of course, Friday we had the 5 weddings in one day, which is just amazing, with wedding at your door. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show, because what an awesome success that was. I was pretty tired after that, got to admit. But then Saturday I had to back it up with 2 more weddings.
You're kidding.
So I trundled down to Sydney for that. The first one was actually a Zoom wedding on the way to the other wedding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
wow.
I had to log in via Zoom, and it was quite interesting because obviously the couple was in Melbourne, so many people couldn't go, right? They could basically just have the celebrant, the photographer, and one other person. So there was heaps and heaps of people on Zoom, and what was interesting, because obviously it was like a big family thing, a lot of the people were older and new to Zoom. So there was many random people just saying, like, is this working?
Hello?
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 Or like, look how beautiful they look.
And can you hear me?
All the volumes at the same. I think they eventually worked out, like, the mute all. But then people had started, worked out the chat feature. And there was so many, like, you know, messages coming through while they're doing the wedding.
Wedding, like, a couple of words to sum it up. Would you do it?
No, I'm going to say no. It was like overly busy, and you sort of got distracted by all of like the messages going through.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So they'd be typing like, congrats, guys, woohoo, and they're like trying to say their vows.
So was that always their plan to get married on that date? Was it meant to be a wedding?
No, so there was going to be, I think it was another time totally, and then obviously being Melbourne, like months ago, it's all off. And then just last week we got the Zoom invitation.
Wow.
7 weddings in a weekend.
Yeah.
That's massive. If you think you can beat that,
no one's ever
quietly
been to more than that.
Give us a call, 13 10 09.
I mean, I then went to an actual physical in-person wedding, and that was it was interesting because it was obviously the 20-person maximum, but somehow they still managed to have the classic cast of characters. So there was the big noter. Now, this guy told me, honestly, all of these, like, famous people he'd apparently met, and like every person that, or everything I mentioned, he had a connection to. You know, that type of person, like, doesn't matter what you talk about, he's I've done that, and he's done it even better somehow.
How annoying.
So like, you say you've been to the Great Barrier Reef, suddenly he's been to the Greater Barrier Reef. Like, how is that even possible? Then there was the shirt off guy. Now, he did turn up. They said, like, cocktail. So that's, like, you'd think smart casual.
Yeah.
He had shorts, and then he did have a button-up shirt, but it was short sleeve, like, really just up near the
Cairns RSL Club.
100%.
Short sleeve shirt, yeah.
Within 2 hours, he already had his shirt off 3 times. In the first 2 hours.
That's intense. That's someone.
Like, put it back on, man. Like, we get it. You go to the gym, you know?
Oh, so he had a pretty good rig.
He had a pretty good rig. Not a six-pack, but he had, like, big pecs that he was kept showing off. And he gave the groom a lap dance at one point. Like, it was really a fascinating. Everyone else was, like, so well-behaved and, you know.
There's always one.
This was, you know, kept going on.
Any drunken shenanigans? Arguments.
Yeah. Well, okay, so one of the great things on that wedding, there was, of course, the they had like a Zoom element as well because you could only have 20 people.
Yeah.
One of the girls, like, because it just kept going while the party was going, she didn't realize and was doing like a kind of almost twerk style dance, and that got on the video. And it's like all the old grandmas and grandpas that like, didn't want to risk COVID were watching. Like, this is inappropriate for that. At least dance over there where the video's not on.
No more weddings this year.
I'm going to take a break.
You're wedding out.
100%.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Guys, just in the news there, listening to that grab of Donald Trump, it sounded like there was a fly flying next to the microphone. Did you hear that?
I did hear it.
Take a listen.
I even feel good by the fact that, you know, the word immunity means something. Having really a protective glow.
What is it with flies in this election?
I don't know. Seems like there's a bit of...
I don't think the problem was at their end.
Let's just blame them, maybe.
Recording equipment that we've got here.
They would never know.
It sounds like a fly.
That'd be really funny, of course. The most famous fly in the last 48 hours was that fly that kept landing on Mike Pence's hair during the vice presidential debate. So I'm like, this fly is trolling the president and the VP.
It's a very musical fly. Did you notice that? It's got a nice little tune to it.
Yeah.
Very funny. Anyway, there you go. Hamish, thank you for blowing my illusion.
We're enjoying a fly fantasy there for a minute.
That's what I'm here for. Destroying illusions and
bringing the
dreams.
the real facts.
All facts.
All facts.
Hey, what's the goss up next with you, Jackson? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Cardi B celebrated her 28th birthday, and there's a video out of her kissing her ex-husband. I'll go through that. Also, to Demi Lovato, what happened to that engagement ring? I've got details.
Oh, awesome. I've been wanting to know.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Producer Jackson is here. We've all been dying to find out what Demi Lovato did with her $1 million engagement.
Yeah, because it's been like a couple of weeks now since they broke up after a very short get-together, I'll call it. Yeah. So apparently she's finally given it back. The reason it took so long was because part of the $1.3 million ring was hers, so they combined a diamond or something like that. I don't know. But it had to be dismantled, and he's got the remnants of what's left of it.
Oh.
Awkward.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you didn't flush it.
Well, that's
true. Down the toilet.
Reported.
That kind of money you would take. You'd at least try and get something. Go to the hock shop, you know.
Hock shop? I'd be getting a hammer out. Bang. Done. See you later.
It's interesting that they molded two diamonds together.
Yeah.
That seems really weird. I don't know how they do that. Yeah. They must have, like, just put them next to each other
and then
put a little
circle
of gold around it or something.
I guess it says a lot about where their mindset was at the time. Mm. Like, they were obviously so deep
separate.
In lust. No, I think, like, that's quite a big deal to combine two separate diamonds into one ring. That says to me, you know, they were totally and utterly in love.
You know,
for
that says
a short
me?
Period of time.
A very, very short period of time.
That just says to me, hey, I was a Disney star and I'm rich, famous, and really, really stupid. She's opened up about why she had her sexuality, because obviously she says she's, like, super fluid and it's, like, International Coming Out Day today, so she's had an interview on Facebook and revealed when she realized that she was into women as well.
It was definitely when I was young and should not have been watching Cruel Intentions, but I did. And it was that scene where they made out on the park lawn. And I was just like, wait a minute, I really like that. When I was like 17, I did get down with that. And that's when I knew.
So there you go.
Wow.
Jeez.
I mean, all the power to her. I didn't know that, to be honest.
I had no clue, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. Oh, good old Demi.
We are learning.
So enlightening. What's the goss? Moving on to Cardi B. This is the marriage breakups edition. I've just realised how depressing. She celebrated 28 years on this planet over the weekend in Las Vegas. And a lot of people are like, what's going on with you? Because you announced on your OnlyFans that you're happily single and you can date any man that you want because your DMs are blowing up. But she's been videoed making out with Offset, who of course is that husband that she filed for divorce from for the second time in a year.
Maybe that's second her one true. Year. Maybe that's her one true love.
It just sounds like a toxic relationship.
Do you know what I can't get over though? The fact that she's 28. I thought she was like 45.
Me too.
She doesn't look 28.
I'm so glad you said that because I looked her up and I was thinking, as soon as you said 28, I was like, not a chance.
No, she looks like a street cat that's had a hard life.
Yeah, she just looks older than what she does.
Anyway. There you go.
Thank you for that enlightening what's the goss today, Jackson. We found out that Demi Lovato likes women and Cardi B is only 28. Mm. That's great.
That blows my mind, actually.
Just very mature looking.
Yeah.
But, guys, party update in a second. Yeah.
Yes, good.
Yay. The big Halloween party.
The big Halloween party.
Social event of the year.
Yep. It is.
Yes, it is. Some things have happened over the weekend. I'll give you the update on the cushions because I was, searching for them on Friday.
Cushion chat.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Oh, all we've heard about for the last 4 days is this party, Jade.
I'm just so excited.
There's a Facebook group.
Yeah.
And it just got, like, so many good messages about stuff being bought.
Yes. So, quick update. So last week I was on the scout for cushions because I'm going to do this, boho setting in the backyard where I'm putting down, a couple of, rugs, mats, and then I'm going to have, scatter cushions.
Yeah.
And I actually got inspired from one of our weddings on the weekend, or on Friday, I should say, by Rachel and Chris. So they had a half pallet, and then all they did was get a hessian. And then I went to Spotlight, I got some hessian, and Ben and I nailed it onto the half pallet, which I picked up on the side of the road, and I've made this really cool table, boho table.
Does it have the bits missing, though? So if I put my glass on the bit that doesn't have the wood?
No, I got one that's so flat covered, covered.
That's a good bargain. Pallets are very expensive.
Well, yeah, you got yours free.
Yeah, picked it up on the side of the road.
Just for those who don't know, you've spent nearly $700 on decorations for this party, right? So you are going all out. I would go out on a limb here, knowing you, and say,
you're going to hit the G note.
No, I don't think you've ever spent this much money on a party ever in your entire life.
No.
I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah, I haven't. But the thing is, it's our new FM, staff party. So, you guys coming, Luke.
You've been very selective,
of the crew. No. Promotions.
Who's coming from sales?
The day jocks. Oh, I don't know.
It's on air. On air party.
It's an on air team party. Good. Anyway. So, I want to make it really special and really nice. And I figured as well, I'm doing it for the kids around my neighborhood. I really hope they come and knock on my door for candy because I'll be very disappointed if they don't.
Do you have a
kids
doorbell?
Don't disappoint me.
Doo-doo.
No, well, I'm going to have the gate open so they can come on through.
I was going to say, you do have 95 locks to get through the gate before the front door.
So your parents can come in with their kids. Anyway, so we went to, Ben and I went to Shindig's actually on the weekend. We got our costumes, which is really cool.
Get put off the clug. They got them for free, I'm sure.
I'd never been in there before. Yeah, I got it from there.
For free?
No, I paid.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Ordered my balloons from them, getting in early for my helium balloons, and I'm just super excited. Anyway, so I've ticked that off the list. I've got my big list I'm ticking off. It's going to be good.
Oh, well, we can't wait, Jade. I'm so glad you got some throw cushions.
Yeah. Now, how much are you going to sell the table for afterwards?
Oh, I was just going to break it up. Although I could sell it.
Sell it on Marketplace, Jade.
Yeah, I don't
know. You can make this whole thing. How much is entry for us again?
Free.
Oh, I was going to say, it's like a mini festival.
You guys are terrible. You guys are terrible.
Oh, we're just having a bit of fun, you
know? I know.
We're just three friends having fun.
You know, I've been thinking about, like, you know, different things. Like, I'm on the food side of things, which I'm working on.
Sausage sizzle 250, cheaper than Bunnings.
Interesting, because last week on the show, Jade was like, look, I'm just buying Doritos. Bring your own food if you want to eat. Since then, that has evolved. You just mentioned before. Got us very excited. You're thinking about doing smoked oysters. I love the progression of Doritos and salsa dip now to smoked oysters.
And not even ones out of a jar. You're smoking your own oysters.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez. Oh, it's going to be fancy.
I haven't committed to that yet.
Dom Perignon?
Yeah, well, we'll get the food update a little bit later on down the track. Oh, but it's all That's happening, guys. Choice. It's all happening.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
A big shout out to all the kids returning to school this morning. Term 4, the last term of the year.
Yay.
2 weeks of holidays over.
Yeah, but,
done.
You know, it's not so far to Christmas.
Yeah.
So
this is exciting. Like you just pointed out.
The home stretch,
kids. Christmas just around the corner.
And remember, guys, school zones whilst driving around today. Very important. Speaking of kids, did you see on Win last night, MasterChef Junior premiered. Massive. Now, this had so much attention on social media for the dishes the kids were serving up to the judges.
What were they serving?
Look, it puts us all to shame, really. These are like, you know, 8 to 12-year-olds cooking on this show. I've got a couple of examples for you. This was Dev's dish.
So I've made a lamb mogulay curry with a saffron rice, cucumber raita, coriander chutney, and smoked chicken kebabs.
What?
Exactly right.
It's given Jade anxiety.
My head just exploded hearing that. Yeah.
No fairy bread from these kids. This was Philo.
This is beautiful lobster mornay with a orange and butter sauce and salad.
This is technical cooking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nah. How do they know how to cook this? What kids are cooking this at home?
Man, kids these days.
They're smarter.
What I thought we'll do.
I don't think so. I reckon they're being given the recipes.
Nah. It's on film.
And TV's not a sham.
Even if, of course, they have recipes, Jade. Even the top chefs, you know, will replicate a dish from a recipe. But it's all about the technique and
that's what
and
it's
everything.
All is.
And the flavour. 13:10:09 this morning. Is your kid a better cook than you? If so, what's their special dish?
This would happen
a lot, I think.
That's
because,
intense.
Like, looking at these kids, it's quite incredible. I'm blown away by it.
Just brag about your kid who's a great cook.
Yeah,
that's
100%.
What we want to hear about.
All right, taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Is your kid a better cook than you? Yeah, guys, last night, MasterChef Junior premiered on Win. A massive reaction on social media after some of the incredible dishes these little kids offered up to the judges. It's quite incredible. My favourite was from Dev, who is a master at cooking Indian food.
So I've made a lamb mogulay curry with a saffron rice, cucumber raita, coriander chutney, and smoked chicken kebab.
That is just amazing.
You've got to be proud of your kid if they're offering up that. For dinner.
Now, obviously, I don't know if we're going to get anything at that level.
Yeah, true.
But you'd hope for, like...
A good spaghetti bolognese.
Your kid who's a great cook. That's what we'd go for.
A lot of parents do tell their kids to cook dinner sometimes. Like, they will generally entrust them with a spaghetti bolognese.
I was sort of on the, like, once a week kind of thing.
When you were younger?
At some points, yeah. You go through that. What about your family, Maddie? Were you... Were you entrusted with cooking?
Yeah, yeah. I was a master at the Canton surprise. What about you, Jay?
Situation?
Spaghetti. That's the only meal I can do. But I also...
Oh, no, but what about when you're a kid?
Oh, kid? Not a chance. I was always supervised. And it was packet cake mixes.
That'd be the absolute limit.
Yeah, I never made anything from scratch.
Well, it continues tonight, 7:30 on Win. Check it out. It's really good.
Yeah, it's a great show. Like, good. Like, it's just lighthearted, fun, easy to watch TV. And that's what we need at this time.
Yeah.
With everything that's going on.
Yeah, I agree. Really good.
It'll make you. I don't think I will, only purely because.
Don't want to be jealous.
Well, I just don't want to feel bad about my life skills.
If you and your husband sat down and watched this, yeah, he would just shake his head in shame, I think.
He would.
Come on, Jay.
But he married me.
More than a tuna and cheese toastie. Come on, darling. Come on.
You know what we had last night, actually?
Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
The packet dim sims, and you've put them in the microwave with some sweet chili sauce.
No, but they are in my freezer. I actually had leftover pasta salad from Woolies.
Oh, yeah.
With a hot chook. On bread.
Very fancy.
Delicious.
Oh, you've mixed it up this time.
I have.
Hey, guys, up next, Jade, you're going to absolutely love this story. Essentially, this guy was a bit of a hoarder, right? Mm. And his family were like, they sort of disowned him because they were like, oh, I never want to go around Uncle Jim's house or whatever because there's just so much stuff in there. Sadly, at one point, he passed away and that family was tasked with cleaning out the house.
Mm.
They ended up finding $8 million worth of valuables in there.
Eight
the family were
wow.
all floored.
You're kidding.
They thought it was just junk piled up. You're not going to believe this story. We've got to get into it next. Some of the stuff they uncovered was unbelievable.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And we're talking hoarders this morning, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. So, unbelievable story, really. This guy, right, he was renting. It was only a one-bedroom flat.
Yeah.
Plus, they had, like, a garage. And over a 15-year period, he gotten addicted to, like, ordering things online, like off eBay and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His family got really annoyed at him because it got so bad that they couldn't really even come and visit.
Wow.
It was, like, the little, like, one pathway in, one pathway out situation. There was even 23 wheelie bins full in the garden of stuff. Apparently he was getting a van full of packages every week.
Oh my
god. So they've just written this guy off as like having lost the plot, right? And eventually for the last couple of years of his life he had to like move into a B&B because he couldn't even live in his own home.
So this became a storage facility.
A very expensive storage facility.
Exactly, yeah. So they've just, like, written this guy off, and then sadly he did pass away. The family's come in, gone, right, we're just going to have to get rid of this stuff. We'll bring in auctioneers, and they can just do a quick value on it and get rid of it, and we can move on.
Yeah.
You know, because it was just a rented flat they needed cleared out, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, he'd actually been ordering, like, high-end collectibles, including, like, rare guitars, ultra-rare, 6,000 ultra-rare comics, things like cameras, hundreds and hundreds of rare cameras, all these antiques, collectibles from, like, the Beatles and everything.
And here are his family,
yeah,
just, you know,
riding him
wanting
off
to move on with their lives. Screw this guy.
No,
let's
just causes nothing.
What a
trouble.
Hassle.
How sad.
They left them that much.
Well, maybe we'll get a couple of $100 out of this, right? They ended up doing the valuation on it. $8 million.
You're kidding.
Is a what they've said is a conservative estimate for what this collection will bring at auction. A lot of it wasn't even opened.
Oh, do you reckon he was doing that for his family to set him up when he left?
Well, what they said was he was planning to sell it, like, to fund his retirement.
Oh.
But he, like, just became too addicted to the collecting and just didn't want to get rid of any
of
it.
Oh, bless his heart.
It's so sad that he didn't get to enjoy that money or some of that himself.
Yeah.
Because, like, to
and have
that
people, like, family judging and friends and mocking, and yet he he was a genius.
Yeah, really. At the end of it, he ended up, well, the whole family's going to get a massive payday out of it. Over 60,000 items are going to be sold, but what they're saying is Britain's biggest hoarder. How did he get that in a one-bedroom house?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Great Tetris player.
Yeah, the ultimate, really. But what an incredible story. So if you, you know, family members built up too much stuff, think twice before bringing in the garbos.
You know what? They better give him the best burial site in the graveyard.
Yeah.
You'd expect
no,
that.
No, no, not even that. Like a great tombstone.
Or a tomb, even better.
Yeah. Well, he was like a bit of a Tutankhamun with all his collection, yeah. You know? Like that was what that guy's whole deal was.
Yeah, wow. Good
amazing story, yeah. Jade, Maddie and Creezo,
the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
Rate the music now, newfm.com.au. It's so simple, guys. Have you done it yet? It is
no,
a requirement.
I haven't.
Our boss
I haven't.
Said we have to do it.
Really? I haven't got that email.
Get around it.
No.
Get around
I
haven't got that
you
email.
You
do.
Well, you should. You can't win the prize, though. Our 20 songs, it takes around 6 minutes. Get this. If you do it, you get an entry into the draw. You have to complete it. For a four-night stay in the Bay, you'll enjoy your very own two-bedroom self-contained apartment for up to four people with a cooked breakfast and free Wi-Fi. It's just minutes away from the Marina Shops and Nelson Bay Diggers. I love how they've put the pub in there. With Fly Point Beach and the Nelson Bay foreshore right at your doorstep. All jokes aside, great prize. I know the school holidays are over, but you know what? Why not have another holiday?
No, it's the time to go because you got the bay to yourself.
I love a good local getaway, though.
Like, it's
so
good.
So relaxing.
Newfm.com.au. A few minutes could change your life.
Yeah. Well, free holiday for a couple of minutes of pressing, yes, I like the song, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Get around it.
Easy peasy.
Very good. 105 commercial free, though, kicking off next with Jackson. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. One of Jade's favourites.
Yay.
Look at you, Jade.
Glowing.
You're into Daryl, aren't you? Do you find him sexy, Daryl Braithwaite?
I found Daryl sexy in the film clip.
What about now?
What about now?
Not so much, no. As an age, gracefully.
Look, he hasn't gotten richer and richer enough for you.
Just playing at Yara's, you know.
Yeah, that's right. If he was doing world tours, you'd be into it.
Yeah.
A pizza pocket left in the sun. Savage Love. Aww. That's what I just gave old mate Daryl.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not even mad about it.
You bad boy.
Come at me, at me, at me. Savage Love, Jason Derulo.
Oh, I love
Savage
this.
Garden
you
as
know
well.
What? These two are so bitchy.
Who?
Darren Hayes and co.
Really?
Every time he's asked about a reunion, he makes some, you know, snide remark.
Well, they didn't end on good terms.
They hate each other.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's very sad.
It is.
Great music.
Yeah, have you noticed the more successful the band, the more they seem to dislike each other?
Mm. Too much money gets involved.
Yeah.
Friendships get broken.
Yeah, that's true.
These things happen.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after us at 9 o'clock, guys.
But, guys, we are talking now chicken schnitties. We love a chicken schnitzel on this show. It's probably one of our go-tos whenever we go for a team lunch.
Yeah,
one of us
literally
will
every
always
time.
Get the chicken schnitty.
Mm.
But, basically, they've actually brought out the best schnitties around New South Wales, and I'll tell you if Newey made the list or not after
I know a couple of places that could be contenders for this.
Make a mean schnitty.
All right, finding out next.
Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
We're talking schnitties now, Jade.
That we are. So, basically, a list has come out of where you can get the best chicken schnitties around town. Well, not specifically our town, but New South Wales anyway.
Did we make the list?
Newcastle didn't make the list.
This seems
shame.
Ring the bell.
This
shame.
Seems totally ridiculous.
Terrible.
How is this possible?
So apparently it all came about on vote. So apparently 10th place was the Big Golden Guitar at Tamworth. 9th best place was the Big Rocking Horse. The Big Penguin and Taz made
so
it, but
this,
that's in Tasmania.
You know, these were the What If Awards, so there were all different categories, but there is on that article a schnitzel list.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you scroll down there, you'll see the list.
Yeah, I am looking at it now. The Big Banana apparently won.
No, Jade.
Didn't it win? Oh, I swear.
Jade, this is, you know what?
Oh, Adelaide, sorry, the Schnitt House.
Yes.
In Adelaide won.
The Big Banana won. What? For bananas.
What are we talking about?
I'm losing my mind. I'm like, am I even in this planet right now?
I don't feel like I am on the planet.
Well, they shouldn't
no.
have so many lists on one page. Okay,
that's the
so
story.
The best schnitty one at the Schnitt House in Adelaide.
Yeah, run
top 10,
the top
sorry. It was the OG Hotel in Glemzig, South Australia, followed by is it the Palais Hotel at the. Somewhere else in South Australia, we don't care. Settlers Inn, Port Macquarie, too far away. Tingalpa Hotel, 7th. North Wollongong Hotel, 6th. The Seaview Tavern, 5th. Una's, Darlinghurst,
Newcastle.
Nowhere. We didn't make the list, so no one cares.
What a disgrace.
Yeah, basically.
What an absolute disgrace.
Terrible.
I put it out there that we need to like fix this somehow.
Surely there's a place around Newcastle that could have made
well,
the list.
I've
top
had
spot.
So many good snitties in this town. I feel like that they've either maybe this guy hates whoever or girl whoever set up this list secretly hates Newcastle and didn't let any votes through. I mean something like that possible. I'm calling conspiracy early on. I just don't like it. What the way that we've been discriminated against?
Well,
as
you're
a city.
Right. It's horrible.
Maddie, you eat out a fair bit.
Yeah.
Where do you think is your favourite?
I tell you what. My favourite. I do love the snitty at the Albion Hotel in Wickham.
Yep.
Delicious. And it's such
good
a
crunch.
Yeah, good crunch and like a really generous serving of extras as well. The chips, the sauce. The salad, always really good. I can never finish it, and that's a lot for me. Also, I love the Honeysuckle Hotel. Snitty's pretty good.
I've not had one there before.
Both really
very
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I quite like the Stag and Hunter, but honestly, a little bit pricey, but delicious. Like, you feel like, oh, I'm getting what I'm paying for, but I've had to pay up for it a little bit.
Yeah, what about you, Jade?
Let me think. I think we had one at the Beaches Hotel last
the Beaches
time. That was pretty good.
That was a really good one as well.
There's so many good ones around.
Apparently we're not good enough, though, for the What If list.
Yeah.
That sounds like a garbage list. Let's never, ever promote them on this show again.
Hey, of course, we did give away 5 weddings on Friday. The day was such a huge success. A big congrats to all the couples who got married. We're going to catch up with Jeff next for his wrap. Now, Jeff was the celebrant that married all the couples. My favourite part of the day, or one of my many favourite parts, was Jade, of course, helping Jeff marry 3 of the couples.
Yeah, I was honestly very honoured to do that. It was very, very cool.
You and Jeff together, you guys were like 2 peas in a pod. You just ignored the rest of us all day. You only exclusively spoke to Jeff.
Well,
you were like Batman and Robin.
Yeah, we were.
Solving wedding crimes.
Crevo and I were like, you know what? These guys should start a radio show together, Jade and Jeff in the morning, that you guys got on so well. I thought, wow.
We did, but I'd miss you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't want to bar us all day, though.
Oh, you poor little things.
Anyway, catching up with all the goss from the weddings at your door.
Jade, Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.
This is
the Novos.
The Novos.
Wedding at your door.
We are so happy to have been a part of this, marrying 5
awesome.
Couples in one day. I don't think that's ever been done before, especially here in Newcastle. So thank you to all involved. We hope you had a great first weekend together as a married couple. Of course, it was all thanks to Jeff, of course, joined by Jeff. He joins us now. Hello, Jeff. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Novos.
Hello. What a day. What a day it was. How are you feeling, mate? Are you exhausted?
No, I backed it up with another wedding on Saturday. So 6 weddings in 2 days. It was all action.
That's quite incredible. Crevo ended up going to 7 weddings. So he had 2 on the following day.
It was a busy day.
That's a lot of wedding cake.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. We did have some beautiful moments, though, didn't we?
It was great. Like, I think one of my... The highlights for me was the final wedding. Just getting, the party that they had and, of course, their secret go-kart track. Who was ever expecting we were going to see that?
No one.
It was amazing.
I absolutely loved it. As soon as the ceremony... Like, I was looking around, looking at everyone happy, and I turned... Well, we all turned, I think, to our right, and... All of a sudden, this ute just turned up, and the tarp come off, and here's, like, the entire stock of Dan Murphy.
Looks like they robbed a liquor store.
But had just gone absolutely, all the couples went to amazing effort, and some standout points was just, there we go, it was all on. It was just, here's the go-kart track, the ute full of beer, the groom and I laying there with... looking quite comfortable together.
Yeah, that's
a little too comfortable.
There was quite an intimate moment there between you and the groom on that on that lovely velour rug that was laid out across the ground.
Post-ceremony, so there was no confusion, thank goodness.
Yeah, of course. Now, one of the highlights, another one for me, was the Batman pajamas wedding. Now, this was awesome because you also, and this is a testament to how far you go to go the extra mile for these weddings, you also suited up in the Batman pajamas. Unreal.
It was the most comfortable ceremony I've ever done. It's comfortable, but it was a visual expression of just how much you can make your wedding yours, and how much the wedding suppliers and services really should just embrace that and just be part of your wedding. It don't come with any preconceptions or things like that.
Exactly.
Whatever you like. I mean, literally, as far as I've got like some sort of clothing on, then let's absolutely there's kind of rules in that bit. But it was wonderful. But all the couples put, a bit of their own personality into everything. So whilst the Batman one was definitely something different. Everyone bought their own. I mean, it was great. One of the grooms, remember, he gave us a bit of a demo of his band skills, which was a little disturbing because he didn't tell me, but he was the heavy metal guy. Remember him?
Yeah, of course.
But he liked that. Everyone got into it.
Yeah, you did a fantastic job, and like you said, all the couples putting their own flair on the day. Obviously, you brought that with the ceremonies as well, which I think was really nice.
What was great was that Jade and I, we got to work together as well.
Well, that was my next point. Of course, Jade got in on the action because she's a celebrant in training. Mm-hmm. She helped marry three couples, which, you know what, Jade, all jokes aside, great job. Would you rate her, Jeff?
Oh, look, it was not surprising, but it was the ease and flow and the confidence. It was like... Here, Jade, here, you say this bit. It's like, yep, that's great, Jeff. Now I'll just ignore that and put my own spin on it. It was perfect. Like, Jade, you are destined for greatness, as I told you in the back of the limo. Well, we were all in the limo, not to get this wrong. That
means. Yeah, but you and Jeff had your little private, study booth up the front.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for the opportunity. It was very kind.
Oh, no, absolutely, of course. I mean, the collaboration of the day with so many incredible sponsors who came on board. I mean, times are tough in the wedding industry, and for people to really put out their services, their time, their money, their expense was a wonderful thing to see. And, and of course, with you guys and New FM, it brought it all together into... And what it wasn't anything... It was a little quirky, but it wasn't... It really celebrated the day and what it was. It wasn't gimmicky. It wasn't anything else. It was really a celebration. And to see the families, too, like, they were just...
They were coming up
to me going, look, the couples deserve this. They really needed it. And thank you. And mum's in tears. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, it's all right. Like, this is what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so good, Jeff. Thank you for all of your time, Matt. Another successful collaboration. And as you said, thank you to everyone that got involved. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate your time, Matt. And thanks for getting behind this once again. And a massive shout out to our sponsors. And Jeff is so right. It takes a lot during these times for our business to, you know, donate to a cause like this to help out. Jess from the Newcastle Food and Flower Markets, incredible. The flowers on the day for the brides, they were so lovely.
Yeah, very nice.
They've got a really great Halloween Mexican fiesta happening on Halloween night, Saturday the 31st of October. Mariachi band will be there, a Mexican digger station feast. It's happening from 5 till 9. Foodandflowermarkets.com.au to book your spot. It's going to be great. Just hit the events tab. Big Box Catering, thank you again. Stacey and the team always come to the table with delicious food and are always willing to help out when needed. Bigboxcatering.com.au. Nueva Sangria, Kyle Sandilane's got involved in this. Thank you so much for that. The couples loved the Nueva.
Yeah.
Great for your party.
Yeah, it was delicious. We actually got to taste a little bit.
A little sample.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
NuevaSangria.com to try that. Thomas James, our singer. I can't believe how talented that kid is. He turned around these songs, one for each wedding in, you know, a matter of a week. So good stuff from
talented
him.
Talented young man.
Slippery Coco for the, first wedding night.
Yes.
SlipperyCoco.com.au to check those guys out. And Be Better Than Yesterday, Maddie, our photographer, great job. So it was just an all-round great team effort, guys. So good job. Yeah. I'm really proud of it.
It was an
amazing event, and it was just so good to be a part of these, you know, our very, like, almost family, part of their special day.
And Chase Limousines.
Yes.
Craig, our driver, we cannot forget him. He did an incredible job.
He really did. He was a highlight for me. Because, like, every time we stopped, he came round, he opened the door. Whenever we wanted anything from the boot, he was there helping us. He just did extra things he didn't even have to do. Like, he was helping us with the flower arch, running and getting extra glasses when we needed them. He was next level.
Yeah, an absolute gentleman. And, of course, Chase Limousines, great cars as well. You know, make sure you get them for your next event.
That stretch hammer, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Deluxe, the presidential version.
Yeah, it really was. Hey, Jackson, 105 minutes commercial free kicking off.
Yes, it is. Aussie boys, Rubens in there. It's coming
very
out,
good.
Living life. Roxette as well.
Excellent.
Joyride, that's on the way.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, this is fresh from Ava Max. It's called Naked.
So good. I love her voice.
It's nice.
So
me too.
Good. Don't forget, rate the music now, newfm.com.au. 20 songs. It takes around 7 minutes. Tell us how we're doing it, and you could win a Port Stephens